On any given day, news feeds will include stories of people being arrested on child pornography charges. While child porn existed long before the internet, high-speed global connections have made the distribution of it as easy as watching legal movies or downloading family pictures. Sergeant Stephen Anders of the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
You're not likely to just stumble upon it. Even if you're looking for adult pornography, you're not going to just stumble across and accidentally see child pornography. However, if you want to find child pornography, it is very easy to find it.
Anders' job, along with the full task force, is to act on information that can come to them from a myriad of sources, often from leads generated online, from watchdog groups and providers of image hosting or file sharing sites. Initially, an IP address is sought, and that provides the area or region where the computer used in the activity may be located. Then, if warranted, the investigation expands.
Once a subject or suspect is possibly identified as engaging in child sexual exploitation, then legal process, subpoenas, court orders, search warrants can be obtained and served on the service providers. You know, say they're using Verizon Internet, we would then serve legal process to them, and Verizon would let us know which customer of theirs was using that IP address.
Then comes the knock on the door. Sergeant Anders says that for them, it's not usually wholly tactical with guns drawn because their initial search is for a device, not a person.
We're there to try to locate a device and the evidence. You know, it could be any number of people using a computer at a house that may be doing it. It could be someone that is stealing internet from someone, say an unsecured wireless signal. It could be any number of scenarios. So we don't want to go in, guns drawn, putting everyone on the ground and, you know, just creating a big scene. We don't want to draw attention to what's going on from the neighbors. So we try to be very low key so that all we're looking for is the device or devices.
The next step is to secure the devices found. Computer hard drives, flash drives, mobile devices, old floppy disks, cell phones, and even MP3 players, and conduct a forensic search for child pornography. The technicians can recover files even if deleted and wiped.
We'll do a forensic examination on the device, and we can look at lots of data, and we can find out, has this been opened before? How many times has it been viewed? Has it been moved anywhere? When did it come in? Is this the only instance of it? And just deleting it doesn't make it go off your computer. The guys here in the forensic lab routinely recover deleted files and things that people thought were gone.
Once the evidence has been documented, the case goes on to the prosecutor. In 2012, the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force investigated 1,374 cases, resulting in 180 arrests. In 2013, the cases jumped to 2,118 with 216 arrests. Anders says the reasons for the jump in cases come from a growing broadband network allowing faster file sharing and from increased manpower and better forensic tools. I'm Tab O'Neill.